You hear rumors, whispers about the truth, what's really happening in the midst of a pandemic, the choices and decisions people are making. I had to find out, was the COVID house a conspiracy or was it just normal people living their lives? I embedded myself in the secret estate, created in response to COVID, people who wanted to live their lives off the grid. I needed to find out what was really going on. And when I did, I knew I'd never be the same. All right, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Can you tell us your name and what you did?
So my name is Thomas Robinson. I'm the head of security for the COVID house. And so right now we have a secure perimeter around our facility, and it's maintained by video cameras, electrical security devices, and also heat sensing devices. So that way, even at night, we can see if anybody's approaching our area. If there are any survivors that we see potential to come into our complex, we take samples, blood samples, DNA samples, swabs from the mouth and the nose. And then these people will be isolated for 8 hours or until we get the results of that test. And then that determines if we allow them in to our facility or not. Also, I have a security staff each day, which goes 7 days a week. And you know, we just pretty much maintain security around the prison area.
How do you get your funding?
We have a benefactor who supplies the funding for almost anything that we need, and which is a blessing. So we have no worries if we want to implement anything for our facilities.
All right. So what do you think? What do you say to the people who want to shut you down? There's a lot of people out there who think that, it's kind of you're taking away resources from the average person, that it's not appropriate to have all these. They say wealthy people. Is it all wealthy people in the house?
No, it's not all wealthy people. We do have a variety of citizens in our area. So it's not just the wealthy here. And as far as outsiders trying to shut us down, I'm not worried about that. As long as the benefactor keeps supplying us with the funds, we will keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, thank you. What if you can get away from it all the stress and the anxiety, find a place, a secret place to escape not just the disease, but the news, the updates, the sadness, the world, to find a place that you could make your own. If you listen and find out what really went on in that house, things will never be the same.